Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul mouth, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push you around. You know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're going to go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. So glad to be along with you again. It's been many weeks since we've actually been in the Batcave. And I honestly, was the last time we were in the Batcave, Matt, was that was actually when you were here, is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Yes, so it is so nice to be back with you. And that was also the last time we had Mr. Todd Sheets on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you might have forgotten about him, but he is here right now. Mr. Todd Sheets, it's great to have him.
Thank you. Pour some sugar on me!
Amazing. Yeah, he's doing a striptease act. He's on the pole right now with Pour Some Sugar on Me. You got the hair to do it, I can tell you that. It's amazing.
Is he whipping it around?
He's whipping
it.
Another stripper song right now. Let's go ahead and get this party started. Tell you what, I had this song in my head for a while, and I'm thinking about all this fun stuff. Oh my gosh.
I just shit my drawers.
It's terrible. It's unskinny bop. They got all these noises, all this stuff, and oh, you know who that is, don't you? It's this guy.
I just shit my bed.
Yes. I think Bret Michaels has a new album out, too. The guy's like never ending. Who has worse hair, me or Bret Michaels?
Bret Michaels.
Oh, Bret Michaels, easily.
Okay, good. Duly noted.
Easily.
It's amazing the guy is still alive. Who has worse diabetes, Bret Michaels or Todd Sheets?
Probably Bret Michaels.
Probably. Who has had more...
Worse diabetes.
Who has had more... what's the word I'm looking for? Tail. Todd Sheets or Bret Michaels?
Easily the man, Todd Sheets.
Of course. Yes. Unskinny bop bop. Yeah. My daughter wanted to come to the show tonight, and I said, no, honey, because you're not dancing to this song. Okay? Not happening. Sorry. Guys, forget about all these. It's like this guy. This one.
I just shit my nightie.
Yes. Look at me. So funny. So, Matt, what have you been doing? Lots of ball games and things?
Oh, man. We're wrapping it up. One game left.
So we can go back to
one
our
game.
Regular.
We had a soccer tournament. Yes. What? Yes. It's next week we could even. I have Monday night's game and that's it and I'm free.
Why? Well, the problem is next week's a holiday. So, well, our regular night is not a holiday. But why is he cutting out?
I don't know. I'm wondering the same thing. Got a little bit of Skype cutout going
on. Are you there, Skype. Matt?
Welcome.
Oh, for God's sake. Let's just listen to the
I'm
song.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Are you okay? What are you doing? What are you there?
Me?
Are you there? Yeah, what are you
Can
doing?
You hear me? Am I here?
Are you there?
I'm baffled.
I'm baffled too. Maybe the problem is the song we're playing. No, you know what? We can't change the song yet because we got a CC DeVille guitar solo coming up first. But anyway, I was saying that we can go back to our regular schedule. So he can't hear me at all, can he? I'm just talking right over the top of him, aren't I? Is it the song? Is that the problem? Is it too loud? Is that?
I don't know.
Is he there?
We're calling him back.
I'm back.
Oh, good
I'm back.
God.
Can you hear me?
CC DeVille!
CC DeVille!
Oh, just tell him.
We're going to figure this out, but I'm not done with this song yet.
Lord have mercy.
This might be the Wild Wild Westmar show. I don't know. It's. Here we go. What's left? What's wrong? What's right? What's wrong?
What's wrong?
What the F word's going on? Why do farts make me laugh? Yeah. Did we lose him again, by the way?
Am I here? Am I here? Am I on the radio? Hello? Am I here?
Oh, yes, you're here. I know what the problem is. Matt, are you there? Are you there, Matt?
Yes.
I know what the problem is. We're playing the wrong song.
I don't want to be another whiz.
No.
Now we're rocking.
No. No.
You're only making me love it more, Brad.
No. No.
Goodbye.
No way. Forget it. All right. Look, where are we at? What's going on? Is Matt
I love
there?
That song, Brad.
Matt.
Am I here?
No. Wait. Are you first? Talk for us for 10 seconds, because you know we've been off the air at least in the Batcave for about 6 weeks now, and so the equipment has not been used since we're the only show still on Jackalo. I'm kidding. Kidding. Are you still there? Because you kind of sound like you're in a box right now.
No, I'm still here. I'm just doing what I usually do. Reading the internet while I'm talking to you. Can you hear me?
It seems to me that he sounds like maybe our internet connection has gone down to dial-up suddenly. Have you paid the bill?
Yes.
You have? Okay.
And we've got a strong connection, so.
All right. Matt, speak some more, please.
All we are is one long string between two Dixie cups. That's how we do this show, right?
Can you tell?
Yeah, yeah.
This is bad.
Yeah.
Are you still there, Matt?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I don't know. You tell me. I'm still here.
I think you know. I think the problem is, I think the problem is Matt has not done a show, not looking at me now for about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Because we ran the cameras while we were doing the show at my place.
Flawlessly, I might add.
Yeah, and by the way, the audio is flawless too. Just want you to know.
Sounded great.
Yeah, sounded great. Yeah. I had a mother father board malfunction at home, which delayed this past week's special episode of the Brad Westmar Show, Wild Wild Westmar Show number 5. But it is now up on Podomatic and will be up shortly on the Jackalope Radio archives. This is your new show. So far, we're sounding really good, and it's so much I want to talk about. I don't even know where to begin. Let's start with Daniel Lee Drew. He sent us a little snippet weeks and weeks ago that I've not had a chance to play yet. Let's see if you can make out what he's doing. He's playing with some backwards forward stuff here, and if you'll be able to figure out what he did after you hear it, I think. Let's see here. Listen to this.
Sielep mix ham hop hom hill winak nashien hom sel.
Now it's forward. Sort of.
Les mor nation can you lay him off a mass aim police.
Do you know what he said?
Westbar Nation.
Yeah, we got that.
Uh-huh.
Something else.
Okay. Well, so you caught what he did was he read it backwards live. Okay. Now remember, this is the guy that draws the creepy stuff of us. He drew me as Hitler. I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, he drew me as Hitler. He drew you as a Jawa, and
Jedi,
I love.
Thank you very much.
Okay, whatever, Jawa. What is that?
Oh,
do you hear
God.
That? Can you hear that? Todd, what are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
What is that? Is that on the air?
No.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like this. That's what it sounds like.
Exactly like that.
If Matt can hear it, I think it was on the air.
It was not on the air. It had to be coming through your connection.
Well, then. Matt could hear it too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If Matt could hear it, it had to be your connection.
I think it sounded. No, that was too. It was more like this one. It was that one, or maybe it was this one. It started again.
Yeah, see, it's not me.
What is that?
What? Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that is weird.
The show is haunted.
Oh, good God, this show is going to hell in a handbasket.
I think it's a connection problem. I don't know.
Good to be back, Todd.
Oh, my God, Todd.
that is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Hang on a second.
Oh,
it was your cord. maybe.
I don't know. All I know is it was really weird. Ah.
Sorry. Okay.
Sorry.
Let's see how things
sort this out on the air right now.
Let's see how these things work right now. Okay. So anyway, okay. Daniel Lee Drew, scary guy already. Okay. Over, thank God he's over the pond, across the pond. He's as far as we know he is. Yeah, exactly. And he has taken a request. He has read it backwards on a tape forward. Okay. And then he's played it backwards. So you know what I'm saying. Plays it backwards.
Oh my God,
so
I have a headache
you
now.
Yeah. So I believe what it says. We'll listen to it one more time. Here's the backwards version here. Love the music too.
Sealep makes hum hop. Hom hill. Winnock. Nushien. Hom sell.
Here we go. Forward, backward. Or backward, forward.
Less more.
Westmore Nation, as you said. He said, I think he said, I need to hear, or something of that sort, more back masking, please. Remember we did the back masking show? Remember that?
Yes, I do. I do remember that.
Yes, yes. And so he's requesting that we do more of that on the show. Now, I'm sure right now he's listening to the show going, oh, boy, they're going to do more backmasking tonight. I'm sorry to tell you that
I just shit my bed.
And we are not going to be doing it tonight, Daniel Lee Drew. But in the future, if I can find some more, we can definitely do. I bet there are plenty of good backmaskings on Todd Sheets' Jedi Superstar albums, Todd Sheets' Dissension albums, as well as Todd Sheets' movies. So I'm sure we can find some of that. Don't you think, Matt? Maybe?
Yeah, possibly? It probably says buy my DVDs backwards in there. Some subliminal message.
Pay the rent. Pay the rent. Pay the rent.
On Dissension, we have a backwards. We have two things. One's from Excalibur and one's from The Exorcist.
See? Told you. Not shocked. Not shocked at all.
No, not at all. I'd be shocked if he didn't have that in there.
It's true. It's true. So, Matt, you know, I don't go to many movies, but I know you have been to a few in your recent past, and I know you saw one recently. I saw one as well, but we saw different movies. You saw one of, not really my favorite actor, but somebody that I've admired, somebody who inspired me to grow a goatee. You saw Brad Pitt in World War Z, and you gave it a pretty decent review, despite the fact that Brad Pitt was in it.
Yes, it was a good movie. Okay. I don't know if I just my expectations weren't very high or what, but it was good.
Well, I'm starting to wish that I would have gone to see that instead of The Purge, because I saw The Purge. I saw the previews months ago. I really wanted to see the movie because I love the concept. It. There we go again. We're farting on the air. What? It's not this thing.
All right.
What? Todd. What is going on with your studio?
I have never heard that before in my life. We did shows last night, never heard a thing.
Come on, brah. Come on, man.
What is going on here? You going to come out here and take a look-see?
I don't know what you're going to look at.
I don't
but
either.
We don't even know if it's going on the air or not. I think it is.
I hope it is.
It's coming on the air. Yeah, it's coming in here somewhere. But where? In the meantime, I'm going to tell you my story while Todd tries to see if there's anything he can find. So, yeah,
yes.
the Purge was not what I expected. I really was excited about seeing it because there was a movie here a few years ago. It was a remake movie called Funny Games. And it had Tim Roth in it. Tim Roth was also in the prequel to Pulp Fiction by Quentin Tarantino, Reservoir Dogs. Tim Roth played the cop who nobody knew was a cop until the end.
Hey,
oh,
spoiler
Tim
alert.
Okay, beg your pardon. What's that?
Since spoiler alert, I haven't seen Reservoir Dogs.
I just said he played the cop, that they didn't know he was a cop.
I'm not going to see that movie. Never I hate mind. Quentin Tarantino.
You should see that movie. But anyway, so I wanted to see it because The Purge reminded me a little bit of Funny Games, and I thought this would be a good show. I like Ethan Hawke. As I tweeted here the other day, I think Ethan Hawke would be a dead ringer to play Mark McGrath in the movie about Sugar Ray. Because don't you think Ethan Hawke kind of looks like Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray? You know who that is? Maybe? No?
Yeah, hey. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, yeah.
I could
yeah.
see
yeah.
that.
Yes, Todd Sheets.
Why the hell would we want a movie about Sugar Ray?
Well, that's... I was... Wait, why are we farting on the air again? Why don't I just... Listen.
Dude,
what is going on?
Dude, that is probably the weirdest thing we've ever had.
You're
are
never
you
going to...
Are you what? Doing that?
No! I've got plenty of stories. I don't have time for this. I got plenty of stories to tell. I got things to do tonight.
We got a loaded show tonight.
We got a loaded show. I know. How can I do a show with it doing this?
You can enjoy the fart.
He's got to power through it.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to shit my pants, Dad. God, oh, my.
That's what you get for playing that drop so many times.
I know. Look, here, the Purge was not near as good as I expected. It was a short movie. It was under 90 minutes. It was telltale. It wasn't scary. It didn't have a lot of tension. The best part of the movie was probably the last 5 minutes, quite honestly, and so I was a little bit disappointed in it, unfortunately, as I continue to fart on my show.
I heard it was kind of a steaming pile of crap.
You heard that, huh?
I just shit my drawers.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you,
so you
what.
Gotta go. You should have gone to see Brad Pitt handsome zombies to death.
Now, I heard those zombies are a lot faster than the Walking Dead zombies. Is that true?
Yeah, they're more like the 28 Days Later zombies. Did you see that movie?
I haven't seen that movie, and I know I need to, but I have not seen that
movie.
That's
a good movie.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, do you remember? I'm sure you've seen Tangled, the Disney movie, right? With your daughter?
Yes, I have. Yes.
You know, Flynn Rider does the smolder.
Yes.
And that, I was joking after seeing World War Z. That's how Brad Pitt took care of the zombies with his constant smolder. You zombies have left me no choice. Here comes the smolder. Then he kept doing that. And I didn't even really realize it until we got home. And I'm like, you know what? He just did the smolder throughout that movie.
Isn't that funny?
Over and over again.
Yeah, it's kind of like when I discovered that the dad on The Incredibles was actually modeled after Jay Moore. I mean, if you look at the dad on The Incredibles and you take a look at a picture of Jay Mohr, that's Jay Mohr, M-O-H-R, the douchey guy that's always on the Jim Rome show.
Really?
Also
is that
the,
true?
Also the actor who played Bob Sugar in Jerry Maguire, okay? Well, I don't know for sure if he officially was modeled after him, but there is no doubt that there is a likeness to Jay Mohr to the father in The Incredibles. No doubt.
I'm going to look that up now.
No doubt. Definitely.
I can see that.
Definitely. And there's also a likeness to Paxton Tarbell, who is in our House of Forbidden Secrets movie. She looks quite a bit like the Batgirl in Hotel Transylvania in certain periods. If you've seen Hotel Transylvania. Okay,
yes,
enough of this.
Yes, I have seen that.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, here's my little secret. I'm going to tell a secret. I'm going to kind of defer attention from the automatic farting that's going on the show. And I'm going to tell a little secret. And it's not much of a secret because I didn't get very far with it. But Matt, would you like to help me, without giving any spoilers, would you like to help me tell the Westmar Nation about our little Twitter exchange that we had before the show?
Sure.
I was here. We were about ready to get the show started, and we had a knock on the door. And I let a gentleman in, and it was the landlord here for Jackalope Radio. So he wanted Todd to come out. In fact, it seemed to me that he did not want me to come with you. As a matter of fact, Todd, it seemed to me that he wanted me to stay here because he seemed to purposely request that I stay here. Did you catch that?
He was showing me official business.
I understand. Understood. Free Minchkies, I'm sure. Anyway, so I waited in here for a while, and then I was like, hey, wait a minute. I remember seeing something that Todd didn't offer to show me any of that I feel like I should be able to see a little bit of. So as the radio show continues to fart, Matt, would you like to tell me what my first tweet was to, or my first text to you was, again, without any spoilers, you might want to cut out a couple of things there. Can you tell me, tell everybody what I said there?
Sure.
God damn it! Seriously!
I'm trying to ignore it.
We are definitely taking a break here in a couple of minutes, I'll tell you that. We're going to figure this sumbitch out. This is unbelievable.
I've never had it happen before, Brad. What is it?
The good news is I don't have a lot of clips left that I need to play tonight, so we may just shut this sumbitch down. But, holy cow! Do I even have any more clips to play? Let me see. Yes, I do. I'll tell you what. Let's go through this text exchange real quick first, Matt. What did I say? That is the longest fart in the history of the world right there. And we've probably lost Matt again, too. Yes, we've lost Matt again. What is going on tonight?
Matt's here.
Why is he not talking?
I don't know.
Is he enjoying the farting?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when we don't come into the Batcave for weeks.
No. You can't blame it, because we did a fine show last night. It didn't do this
at all.
Well,
I didn't do anything.
Oh, this is weird.
This is awful. This is terrible.
All right, we're going to get Magic Matt back on the line. And yeah, I don't know, dude. It's the weird thing is, it's I don't know if people can
hear. All right,
hear
I'm back.
It. We could be talking about this the whole time, and the only people can hear it's us.
I don't think so. Hello, you're back. What happened there, Matt? Why'd you turn yourself off?
Well, you know how it goes. I just to mess around a little bit.
It almost sounds, now if Matt can hear it, you're right. It's got to be coming through. Well, it could be coming through one of two. We're going to do this analysis on the show. It could be coming through one of two things. Okay, Matt has headphones, so Matt can hear us. Okay, and we're coming through through Skype. So it could be coming through somewhere in your board, dude. It wouldn't necessarily be the laptop, correct?
I turned everything up and down, and it was nothing. So okay. That's the weird thing. It was doing it, but like it was none of my volume controls. I turned them all down, then I turned them all back up, and nothing was going on.
Well, I just turned down the volume on the laptop. But okay. I still hear noise. Matt, are you still there?
Yeah, I don't hear it anymore.
Well, that's because it stopped.
I don't hear any cheese cutting.
It'll start again shortly, I'm sure. Matt, so please tell people what I was doing if you would like to read your first text from me.
You said he's screwing around with some guy, but guess what I just did? Popped a... How far do you want me to go?
Oh, sorry,
go ahead. Read the whole thing?
Read the whole thing, except don't give you're right. Don't read the whole thing. Just say the first part there.
Popped a blank of blank in, and started.
All right, let
blanking the blank.
You know what?
Blanking cool. I'm not done.
Wait a minute. No, wait. No.
That's the redacted version.
No, let me help, because you're right. I should be the one reading this. I mess up. Okay, I said, guess what I just did. Popped a DVD of House of Forbidden Secrets in and started watching the credits intro. It was pretty cool. I had to pull it out and put it back, though, because he's just outside now. So I was a little scared that he was going to see me. So as we continue to fart on the show, I swear to God it's in there. I swear to God it's in there.
It is not.
Oh, it's not the laptop. It's not the sound on the laptop. I can tell you that. So then I went on to say, I may never see this movie. So I needed to take my, shots while I had them,
Yeah.
And so then, as Matt said, he said, you should have cherry-picked your best scenes and gone, skimmed through it. Well, because all I did was watch the credits. And the credits were very cool, by the way. And so then I go on to say, well, he's still out there. I just locked him out on purpose, and I threw the DVD back in again. Unfortunately, shortly after I did that, I hear knock, 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 knock. I'm like, huh? Is it locked? kind of spared me some time and put the DVD back and let Mr. Sheets in. But what I did see, I thoroughly enjoyed, and I hope someday I get to see just like maybe 60 seconds of something that I'm in. It'd be great. Be great. Is that too much to ask? Because let's be honest.
I gave you an entire copy of your own of the request.
And that's great. It's great to have, and I watch it like 3 times a day. It's awesome. It's great. But I worked very hard on House as well, and you have to be sick of the movie by now, as many times as you've gone in and edited it. I have not seen anything. I mean, tell him, how many times do you get to see me in the trailer, Matt? For how many seconds total would you say in the trailer you get to see me?
I want to say like 6 seconds.
You think it's that long?
Yeah.
Wow, that's very generous of you.
I mean, there's several little cuts.
Okay, all right, fair. How many lines do you get to hear me say?
None.
How much acting do you get to see me do?
Very little.
That's okay. Kind of the way we all felt.
That's true.
Oh!
That's true.
Oh!
Thank you!
You were so good. I can't wait to do another movie with you, dude.
Don't count on it. But
what the hell? You know you loved it.
I'm sweating balls right now, waiting for the thing. Hey, you stopped it from farting. Thank you, Todd.
I don't know what I did.
You fixed it. It's very nice.
For now.
It's very nice. Hey, we do have to take a break. But before we do, I do have a couple more sound clips I want to play. Matt, have you noticed, and this is so ironic, Chris Getz of the Kansas City Royals, quote-unquote, recently it was brought to people's attention, and you've been to some games, so you've probably noticed, but I have yet to be to a game, until next weekend when you come to town, and it's going to be fun.
Yes.
Yes, be awesome.
With our awesome seats.
Exactly. It's going to be great. were actually sitting next to George Brett during the game. And this is Chris Getz. This is a recording during the game of Chris Getz and his walk-up music. Now, Matt, would you like to explain to people what walk-up music is for baseball?
Walk-up music is basically like entrance music to wrestling.
Yes.
So if they walk, you know, walk up to the plate from the dugout.
Yes. Too. And this is Chris. Listen very closely. This is Chris Getz. Getz's. Is it Getz's or Getz? Getz's?
Getz's.
Walk up.
We can call Omaha and ask.
Well, yeah, I'm getting to that in a minute. Yeah. I'm getting to that in just a second. It's funny, too, because I did get beat up pretty good by, I believe it's our good listener up in South Dakota. I call him Chaz because I think his real name is Charles, and I just think of him as Cheese 1973 because it's C-H-E-I-S. Chuck. I think of him as Chuck. Sometimes I call him Chuck. He's on Twitter. And he made fun of us because we were struggling on the last show, Matt, to pronounce... What was the word we were struggling to pronounce correctly?
Anecdote.
Anecdote. And he told us that we were actually... That we were doing it wrong, and I think he's right. And I don't know if I was drunk or...
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. But he did shut up when I
probably.
Told him...
Probably and probably.
But Matt, he did shut up when I told him, hey, we got Dumb right. So... You know,
yeah, you kind of, that was kind of a walk off.
Yeah, exactly. It's when George Costanza just leaves the room. Leave, it's gone. Leave him on a high note. You know. So here's Chris Getz and his Getz's walk up music. Listen close. Well, you know what? I'm gonna have to turn the sound back up to actually get that to work. Bear with me. I'll try that one more time. Here we go.
Now,
Matt, are you aware of this?
Yes.
Okay.
I saw that clip that you just played not too long ago.
Well, it's a lot better if you played just the actual clip off the game. This is my new walk-up music. I find it hugely ironic that Chris Getz uses RBI Baseball from, was that what, Nintendo? Probably? Is that what it's from? I think so.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. The music from RBI Baseball on Nintendo for his walk-up music, and then promptly gets sent back down to Omaha AAA.
I just shit my bed.
I mean, you know, when you play like crap, you got stupid walk-up music, and you get sent back down to the minors. Am I right, Matt?
Yes. I just find it ironic that he, if ironic's the right word to use there.
Yeah, I don't know for sure.
But that he uses RBI at all in anything.
That's true. Like, he got so confused there the last few months that he was, like, changing his stance every time he was at the plate, you know?
Yeah, it was like he was trying to imitate a different person each time he hit.
It's like, you know, we did that when we were growing up, right? Okay,
yeah,
now
it's
I'm...
Like playing wiffle. It's like he was playing wiffle ball.
Yeah, now I'm Ron Say. Okay, now I'm Gary Matthews. Now I'm Bill Buckner. It's like, he's, like, doing all these... Now I'm George Brett. Now I'm Frank White. It's like, what are you doing, you know? All over the place. And now we have Elliot for our second baseman. What happens if Elliot Johnson needs a day off? Who plays the second bag?
Well, then Miguel Tejada will play second base.
Oh, good God.
That's what I've heard.
He doesn't look to have the range to play second base.
I don't think so either. I think it's Elliot Johnson's job, period.
It's probably fair. For now, it's fair.
Johnny Giovitella just must... Oh, not be able to hit a beach ball
He must have pictures on Dayton Moore or something. I don't know. Because give the guy a chance? Really? I mean, he's gritty. I don't know.
I'm surprised. Well, I shouldn't say I'm surprised, but you got to... He'd probably be up there if it weren't for a certain number 21 still hogging a roster spot.
That's a very good point as well. That's true. Jeff Francoeur. Honestly, too, a baseball player, it's all in the name. I mean, let's be honest here. Elliot Johnson, Johnny Giovitella. Who should be the second baseman? Come on.
You know, I like Elliot. As much as I like Elliot Johnson, he's a utility guy. He's a bench utility guy.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Especially with the name.
He's not an everyday player.
No, no.
Yeah. You're not going to sell any Elliot Johnson gear.
No, no, exactly. But you honestly, if you put the two names together and had Elliot Giovitella, that would be a pretty good name. It'd be really hard to say 10 times. Can you?
Kind of like it.
Can you?
Elliot Giovitella?
Elliot Giovitella? Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of like it. That's a great, Todd, next movie Brad's in, name is part Elliot Giovitella.
Good.
Name God. His character that.
I know. He's got a thumbs up. I want to be a Jew, actually, in the next movie. Can I be a Jewish guy? I want to be Dan Orlovsky. Could I be that? Who else could I? Who else is Jewish out there that plays professional sports? Oh God!
Jewish guy that plays professional sports?
Yeah, no, they're not. They're too busy running Hollywood. Never mind. Forget it.
Billy Crystal.
There you go. See Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember what's his name? Sean Green. Remember him?
Sean's name? Yes, Sean Green. He was Jewish.
Yeah. Yeah, he was because he had to take. One of the Jewish holidays off every year.
Yarmulke or whatever it's called. Yeah.
And I think that was called Yarmulke. Maybe Dreidel?
Dreidel Day. Yes.
Yeah. That's it.
And Jewish people, they don't believe in birthdays, do they? Or
No, that's different. They have 8 of them.
Oh.
They have 8 birthdays. They have
8 for, okay, so no, what about they don't believe in Christmas? So they have 8
right.
They have 8 birthdays. They don't believe in Christmas. They have Dreidel Day. And they have
day you get off work.
They have yarmulke. They get off work, and then
yep.
And then what's the other stereotype? What do they have stereotypes? I don't. And Adam Sandler is the god they pray to, right?
Yeah. Right. Something yes. Like that. Yeah. Every premiere of every Adam Sandler movie, they have that day off. Also.
Yes. 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 Hey, one more thing before break, my friend. Do we have? I still cannot. I tweeted it. Nobody answered me. Nobody knows apparently what the four fingers salute, the four fingers down, is with Hosmer. It looks very effeminate, by the way. But what is this thing? He gets a hit. You know, he gets a big hit,
yeah.
and he puts his hands up in front of his kind of up in front of his face or a little bit lower, and his fingers are down, and he dangles. Is it four fingers or three?
Four.
And he dangles four fingers and holds the thumb in back at the dugout and back at his teammates. We have no idea what that means. Do we still not know, Matt?
I have no idea what it means. But I, you know, the more I saw it, the cooler it got. But I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that my daughter broke it out when she got a big hit a couple of games ago.
Gotta tell you.
I was coaching third, and I look over there, and she gives me one of those Hosmer salutes.
Amazing.
It was awesome.
Amazing.
Easily the highlight of our season.
I think that's something else we need to do in the next Todd Sheets movie. Put the four finger salute in. In there somewhere. Yeah?
Somewhere. You gotta work it in somehow.
He's not paying attention anymore. He wanted to be on the show so bad. He's not even here.
I'm sitting here listening to you about the four finger salute, but I didn't want to interrupt anybody.
Thank you. That's very
nice of you, Todd.
You want to interrupt anybody by doing a little something like that?
You want to start that again?
No, it's not. Let's let's instead take a break. I got another story to tell you. I've got a little challenge for Todd. If Todd doesn't mind eating a little bit of candy. And we're going to do, I got a game, I got a whole bunch of crap. Let's just, and we are like too far into the show to even think about getting it all done. So let's take a break, and we will be right back, sans farts.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, pull up a stool. Let me buy you a beer. Bartender, an ale for my friend Bob here.
Hey, thanks, pal. Oh, man, this stuff stinks.
Hey, don't you know it's supposed to? It's Stinky Pete's Stale Ale.
I heard about it. Is it any good? Sure smells like s***.
Oh, wait till you try it.
Ah, that stuff's rotten.
That's not rotten, my friend. It's stale. Stinky Pete's Stale Ale. Here, try mine.
Ah, this one tastes like
sure, that's because it's Stinky Pete's Amber Pot.
Ugh, how can you drink this? And it's so expensive.
Hey, who cares? Chicks love guys who drink expensive beer. Hey, I'm a loser, Bob. And I can pick up hundreds of broads at bars when I'm drinking Stinky Pete's. Hey, it's cheaper than hookers.
Hey, well, give me another Stinky Pete's and let's go pick up some drunken broads.
Yeah, let's go get some broads.
That's Stinky Pete's expensive imported beer. It stinks because Stinky Pete uses only pure, unfiltered water imported from the Sludge River in Yugoslavia. Enjoy Stinky Pete's stale ale and Amber Pot. Be sure to try all new Stinky Pete's god-awful, nasty-ass Weiss beer. It goes great with damn good cashews. Drink Stinky Pete's beer. So what if it costs more? As long as it gets you the broads. Stinky Pete Brewery and Landfill, Festering Hills, New Jersey.
They all come back. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Magic Matt, and Todd struggling to piece another show together for you. Glad that you are along with us today. I already skipped a lot of things tonight, Matt, as you can see. But I do want to thank everybody for listening. We really, I mean, there are listeners out there, which is cool. And it makes me happy to know that people appreciate us doing this show. And I said it here a week or two ago. I apologize for weeks off that we do take this time of year. It's kind of busy with holidays and kids and stuff like that. But I promise you that we're never going to take, at this point, more than 2 weeks off in a row. And I don't see it being a lot. Heck, we're already almost to July, Matt. So, I mean, the summer's going to be over in no time, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're almost through the busy season.
Exactly. So, hey, this is interesting. I have to bring this up, and I didn't have this on the docket until late last night, and I discovered this. And first, let me say, I really appreciate it. We have all types of people that listen to the show. You know, we did the Gay Pride Parade here a couple of years ago with our good friend of the show, Gay Ken, and we collected many sound bites and had a good time with the people there.
Gay.
And came across that particular sound bite and many others. And, you know, we do Gay or Nay. We do stuff like that. And I think that the audience understands that it's all in good fun. It's all in good humor. Despite our religious beliefs or our political beliefs or whatever, you know, I'm the kind of person that doesn't discriminate against you. If you're not bothering me, I don't really care what you do. But you know, it's all in good fun. Would you agree with that, Matt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Good. So, you know, so when I bring up this story, please understand ahead of time that I am not making fun. I was just completely in shock and did not see this coming. And apparently it's been out for about a year now. It just goes to show that I haven't been paying attention to this band at all. A couple of years ago, Jared and I, when Jared was still on the show, Mr. Afkar, he actually took me to the Dropkick Murphys show here in town. I'd never seen Dropkick Murphys, and there was an opening act there called the band Against Me, and I never really heard much of them either, but we got there when they were already playing. Jared and I were already a little bit drunky-wonky. There's a great story about that particular night that I told on this show that I think is a really good one. And so if you ever have a chance, go back and find that show if you've not heard that story. But that story has nothing to do with what I'm about to tell you. But I kind of started to like some songs by Against Me. I've gotten a couple of their CDs on my iPod, and they're kind of an interesting band because they're pop punk, but they're not so pop punk that there's not a bit of adult you know, interest in it. I mean, I'm 42 years old, and I kind of like this band. I kind of like the sound, I like the singer's voice. And it's like music's not so bad. It's not so whiny, you know, that it's annoying. Matt, I don't know if you're familiar with Against Me at all.
No, I've never heard of them.
Okay. Well, they had a song here a couple of years ago called Teenage Anarchist, and my favorite song by them, without a doubt, and they've got some other songs, and it's good stuff. Well, anyway, lead singer, you know, seems like a good guy. His name's Tom Gable, and he's got a solo album out that I had a guy on Twitter suggest I check out, so I got a copy of that, too, and it's pretty good. It's a little bit different, but I like the guy's voice, and as long as he's not doing that emo, screamy stuff, then I like the guy's voice, you know, and so I'm scrolling through some news. I get all my news on Twitter now. I rarely get to watch news on TV, but occasionally I do. So I get a lot of news from Twitter and from my iPad, just from different news sources on my iPad. I use it a lot for that. So I'm skimming through some news on my iPad last night, and I come across this little thing that says Against Me's new album is going to be called Transgendered Something, Lovania Something Weird. I'm like, okay, whatever. They got a new album coming out. Great. You know. So I go back in. And I start to kind of do some searching about when the album's coming out and stuff like that. And I look them up. Actually, I was listening to some Against Me on my iPad while I was looking around. Got the headphones in. I'm listening to it. And I'm like, all right, I Google Against Me. And the Wikipedia page pops up. And, you know, it shows who's in the band and when the band was formed. And it says, a band formed by Laura Jane Grace in 1997, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what? Anyway, kind of click in there and go, what's going on here?
Oh no!
All right, look through. I was like, "What did?" And I looked through their entire Wikipedia page, and there is nothing about Tom Gable anywhere on their Wikipedia page. It's just this Laura Jane Grace, Laura Jane Grace, Laura Jane Grace, and I'm like, "What on God's green earth is going on?" So I did a little more searching and reading into it. Come to find out, this cat named Tom Gable has always wanted to be a woman and felt that he should be a woman. He is transgendered. He has started to take hormone therapy. He is now living life as a woman. He has a daughter. He has a wife. He is now a she. And his name as a she is now Laura Jane Grace. And the entire, my entire world got turned upside down. And all I am as a an average fan of the band, okay? And I'm like going, OMG. This is I just don't understand this. And you look at pictures of this guy, and he had that raw kind of, you know, he's got tattoos, he's got, you know, this punk rock look about him when he had shorter hair. When Jared and I saw him in concert, he was growing his hair out. Well, little did I know that he was working towards the feminine side of himself, okay? Because now he's got long hair. I mean, really long hair. And he is totally, like, he's as girl as he can be, but he's clearly still a man. And I don't know. Imagine for a minute, okay? Imagine for a minute if Lemmy from Motorhead came out. And that's probably pushing it because Lemmy is way more man than Tom Gable ever was. But let's go ahead and just say Lemmy, just to kind of give you an idea. Somebody you never would have thought would come out and say, I really want to be a woman. And that's what that felt like to me for a split second. Now, as you start to analyze it, you're like, okay, I guess I can see how that could. But how in the world do you live your, I mean, I honestly have to give the guy her credit, because can you imagine, no matter what you believe, okay, can you imagine living your life feeling like you're in the wrong body and wanting to be that way all your life, and not until you're 30 years old do you decide that you're going to change? It's weird. I mean, I'm not saying weird that bad weird. I'm just saying it's weird to think of for me because I can't fathom it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
I mean, this was a trip, you know?
Well, the first thing I thought was, now you've got to like re-listen to every song that they do, and like try to figure out where he's coming from she's coming from.
Right.
I'm so confused.
I'm already very confused. You know, I watched. By the way, you should be googling some pictures right now of both Tom Gable and of what did I say the name was again? Laura Jane Grace. Is that what I said? I think
all
that's
right,
what I said.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting because I watched a video. I watched an 8-minute clip of him with his wife and his daughter and being interviewed and talked to about style and stuff. And God bless him, she. I need to start calling her she, because that's what she wants to be called. She still looks quite a bit like a man. She walks like a man. She's wearing women's clothing. She's wearing skirts, but she's walking like they show a shot of her walking next to her wife, who by the way still supports her and is still with her. And you can see the wife is clearly feminine and a woman, but you can still tell he's a dude because he's like, it looks like a dude with long hair walking in a dress is what it looks like, you know?
Right.
But true story. Now, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to look at this as, okay, Tom Gable's gone a little David Bowie on us here. You know, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay that he's doing this. But what I feel bad about is that half the band has now quit. So
well, yeah.
And then I watched some of the concert that I found on YouTube, and her voice still sounds the same at this point. And it was just really weird seeing somebody trying to be a woman singing Teenage Anarchist. You know, it just was weird. It was different. It was not bad, just not what I was expecting. So
he doesn't
look.
Yeah, he just doesn't look like a woman. Very much.
But what's ironic is he's a pretty boy with short hair. You go back and look at some of the pictures of him with short hair. He's kind of a handsome, pretty little boy. But as a woman, this just isn't working right now. But I think
it looks like something out of the Rocky Horror Picture Show as a woman.
I know. It's unfortunate. Yeah. But look, that story took longer than I wanted it to. But it really just rocked my world there for a few minutes. I'm like, wow.
Hey, there's a picture of him wearing a shirt here that says "Don't bro me if you don't know me."
See,
thought you'd like that one.
I do like that. Very good. Hey, no farts lately either, by the way. Yeah,
I know. I think we kicked it.
Let's get away from Laura Jane Grace. Let's talk to Todd Sheets. Todd, I know you have a diabetic issue, but I think you can do this if you wouldn't mind helping out. We have a Matt. Are you familiar with Twin Bings? Correct.
Of course, I am.
And do you like Twin Bings?
You know, I don't. But here's why. Okay. I had a bad. It has nothing to do with Twin Bings or Chinese food. But when I was younger, I went to a movie and got sick at the movie because that night I had eaten Chinese food and then Twin Bings after that.
Wow.
And so ever since then, I haven't been able to eat Chinese food or Twin Bings.
Okay. Fair enough.
I was probably like you know, 7 or 8 years old.
But you liked him when you were little, for a while, for a short period, anyway. Apparently,
yeah. You had him. You know, I have had a twin bing a couple years ago, but they're okay.
Okay, Todd, would you mind coming out here? You might even want to turn the light on if you don't mind, just so that we can do this. I want to get a test from Todd to see which of these he likes better, because people down here don't know what twin bings are. Nobody knows what they are. Okay, and my mom used to buy them all the time at Palmer Candy Company in these boxes. She put them in the freezer, and I would pull them out, and I'd love to eat frozen twin bings. Because they were good, and it took you a while to eat, so you could kind of gnaw it on them, you know, just so you could kind of enjoy them a little bit longer. Todd, come on out here if you can. Also down here, Matt, they have this thing called a cherry mash. Now, Todd, are you familiar with cherry mashes? You are. Okay. So you'll probably. Yeah, I want. Do you have you ever had a twin bing before?
A long time ago.
Okay, well, I want to see which one you like better. Okay, and if you can eat the whole thing, you can eat a piece. You can do whatever you want to. First, I'm going to give you. And Matt, you've never had a cherry mash, right?
Correct.
Okay, cherry mashes are like an imitation, as far as I'm concerned, of a twin bing. I'm going to go ahead and give you a very small cherry mash. Now, if you could explain to people what's in that, I don't know if there's a.
I don't know if I'm turned up over here.
Oh yeah. Oh shoot. Do I need to turn you up out here?
Yeah, you can. I can turn you up.
My bad. He's going to go in. He's pulling the cherry mash. Why don't you give me the package while you and I'll see if it says anything about it or not. He's going to do. It's okay. It's okay.
Here.
All right, he's gonna gnaw on it a little bit. All right, so you've got cherry inside, right? Cherry, that's not cherry filling. It's like a cherry, what would you call it? A cherry chalky candy something or another.
Nougat.
Something like that. Yeah, it's got tree nuts, milk, eggs, and soybeans.
Oh, good. Now I'm gonna die.
I hope not. Are you? Now this.
I'm allergic to milk, eggs.
That's a cherry mash. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say?
I've never been a huge fan of cherry mash, but
okay. Well, I wonder that's good, because if you're not a huge fan, maybe you'll like. You can eat the whole thing if you want to, or you can just have. It's much bigger, so you can eat the whole thing if you want. Whatever you want to do. This is a twin bing.
I'm not a huge fan of that one because it just seems my mom always loved them.
Now describe the difference. Of what, now that
this looks like a turd.
It does. It looks like a. It looks like
that
a.
I need
to take a picture of that now. Hang on. Why don't you pull the whole thing out so they can see? Because it looks like a double turd when you pull it out.
Oh, no.
This is great. Yeah, I'll take a picture of this. Here, get. Hang on here. I got to get my camera up. This is Todd Sheets about to eat a twin bing. Does it look more appetizing despite the fact that it's got some, it looks like poop?
Hang on. It looks like some corn in it.
Wait, do the face again. 1 second here. All right. It does. It looks like somebody ate too many nuts and took a poo. It's what it looks
terrible.
Like. And then on the inside, I take a little bite. Now.
What a show.
Flavor-wise.
Very similar, but.
But.
I'll tell you what they did.
What'd they do?
First of all, it tastes like, kind of tastes like what they left out, what we mentioned a bunch of minutes ago.
You don't like Steve it that much, huh?
Poop. No, it's got like a little bit of peanut butter mixed in, it tastes like.
Well, maybe it does.
With cherry, which is a weird combination. It tastes better than the cherry mash.
Good!
But it tell you what it tastes like. It tastes a little bit like those no-bake oatmeal cookies that your mom used to make when you were a kid, you know?
Yeah.
Mixed with some cherry. But I don't mind it, and I will eat that now.
You must not hate it too much. So you
I'm so happy because, look, it looks like raw poo.
It does. And I'll take a picture of the middle of it here, too, because inside of it, it looks like somebody has a hemorrhoid or something. It's like, not a hemorrhoid, but
an entrail.
Like a yeah, exactly.
Someone that's, left their intestine in there.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Hemorrhoid bar.
But I love these things. Back up a little bit. Get a little funk. Yeah.
That's a hemorrhoid bar.
I just like them a lot better, so yeah. So I was hoping you would pick the twin bing over the cherry mash.
I actually like the twin bing. It's
good.
It looks horrifying.
It looks horrifying, but tastes much better than it looks. So,
where are they making these at?
I don't know where. I don't. That's, well, you got the package. Tell me where. I know cherry mashes are actually made in St. Joe, so they must be a little more local. Chase Candy Company in St. Joseph, Missouri. Does it say on there where these are made?
It doesn't.
Okay.
It's not on this particular pack.
Okay. Well, we'll maybe do a little Google search there when we
here,
get a chance.
Here, I'll search it for it.
Okay, let's do that. Oh, you know, I had Todd leave, and I actually want him back out here again. I forgot about that, Todd.
Okay, I'll come back out.
I'm sorry.
Sioux City, Iowa is where
it is. See, yep. It is. Palmer Candy Company.
Palmer Candy
Iowa,
Company.
Where
the
there
only thing
go.
I saw whole across the entire state was poo.
Yeah, well, it's good stuff, though, man. They make some good stuff out of poo up
people
in Sioux City.
People freak out about those things up here, though.
They do, don't they?
Love them.
Yeah. We saw them on sale in Walmart when we were in town and just bought like 20 of them. you know. So
yeah, yeah. My brother-in-law, actually, his birthday cake 1 year was just twin beings piled on top of each other.
Fabulous.
Can you hear me okay?
In the shape of a cake.
Yep, fabulous, man, fabulous. So I've got this game. We were going to play this game when Matt was in town, and as you might recall, my iPhone battery died. Mm-hmm. So, by the way, do you have low blood sugar or high blood sugar?
Right now? Blood sugar until you gave me this.
So right now, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at compared to Brad Michaels?
I'm in a battery to be bouncing off the wall right there.
Sure you probably are. It's good stuff. So we were going to play a game when Matt was here. It's called Heads Up. Ellen DeGenerals has a game on the iPhone called Heads Up. And it's very simple. It's like, you should see the faces Todd is making while he's eating this. If you don't want to finish it, you don't have to. I don't want you to kill yourself.
It's not got high fructose corn syrup.
There you go. He's doing the evaluation right now. Todd's doctor is actually texting me right now saying, what are you doing? Yeah, exactly. So Heads Up is a game. It's very similar to Password, I guess, in some ways. And this would have worked a lot better if Matt was here. But instead, we're going to try and play it a little bit differently. I'm going to pop him, this right? thing up first. And what's that?
We're going to play it without him.
We're going to play it with him. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do the I'm going to give the clue. You're going to give the clues. Okay? So what I do is I hold this thing in my hand and up to my head, and it's going to show you the answer, Todd. Okay. And you are supposed to use clues, okay, and give Matt clues, but don't use the word. You know, basically like password-like clues.
Right.
Okay? And then if he gets it right, I'm supposed to go down. If I get it wrong, I go up. And if he gets it...
kind of like Madonna.
You can pass. Exactly. So you can pass too, Matt. Okay? So this is Pop Star Overload. And we're going to play right now. Let's see here. Here we go. Okay. Place on forehead. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Get ready. Okay. Okay, I don't say her name, right? I
just okay. Times are going.
Okay, married to Will Smith.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Is that right?
Yes.
Next.
Has big lips.
Angelina Jolie.
Close. Before Angelina Jolie's time, the precursor to lips.
You can pass, Matt.
Pass.
Gosh. Sidekick for Batman.
Robin.
Yes. I don't know who the hell this is.
Pass.
Okay. Okay. Apparently, this is a fan of Will Smith's because the entire family is represented. Starred in a recent movie with his father.
The kid, his son, Will Jr.
Jaden.
Jaden, that's it.
Yeah.
Matt, I'm sorry. Time is up. Let's see. The best part about this is it actually shows a video, too. You missed Julia Roberts. That was the big lips.
Lips.
Robin was good, but it wasn't.
Pretty woman.
That's true.
I almost thought of that, yes.
Jillian Michaels, he didn't know who the heck that was, and Jaden Smith, but you got that. You didn't even get that right. You said Will Jr.
Did I get half credit for that one?
No. No, I'm sorry.
Are you sure his name's not Will Jr.?
Let's try again.
Could it be?
Let's try again. Let's see if we
can do it again. That was a warm-up round.
Okay.
That was a warm-up. I'll do better for you. I was trying to... I didn't want to make it too easy. Hell, Pretty Woman would have been too easy. Am I supposed to make it easy?
No, but... Well, yeah. You're supposed to help him.
Are we like a team?
Yeah, you're a team.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought I was supposed to make it difficult.
Shall we do blockbuster movies instead of Pop Star Overload?
Let's do that.
All right, here we go. We'll try this one here. Here we go. I'm going to hold this sucker back up to my head like a dork. Here we go. Standing by. Place on
not
forehead.
A stretch.
All right. Nope.
Get ready, Matt. We're going to rock this one.
All right.
Now I know we're on the same team. Okay. He's got glasses and a wand, and he had a cup.
Harry Potter.
All right. This one we talked about earlier. Brad seems to think that the J-Mar inspired the dad.
Oh, The Incredibles.
Yes. This is kind of what I feel like sometimes when I come on the Brad Westmore Show. Alicia Silverstone.
Clueless.
Yes. This one is a place where you might find a whole bunch of people hanging out on a golf course.
Caddyshack.
Yes. This one is Brad until he got married to Amy. This is they pull the hair off his chest with tape.
40-year-old virgin.
Yes. And this, of course, comes right after the number 8.
9?
You got it.
Is that a movie?
Of course, one of my favorite dates on the calendar, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, 13th.
Yes, yes. And finally, what is it when two Earths collide?
I'm sorry.
I should be able to get that one in there, dang it.
Well, we'll see what it was here, because it's going to...
War of the Worlds. Was
War of the Worlds, okay. You got all of those right. Very nice.
We did awesome.
Very, very good. Now...
See, that's better.
Let's see how we do with Todd holding the phone.
Oh, Lord.
And me giving the clues.
Okay.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to do Pop Star Overload, because that's really my specialty, and I'll be horrible at trying to give clues for other things. So the first thing we do here is this. So when you get it right, you go like this.
Yep.
And then when you get it wrong or a pass, go up. Okay?
Yep, I'll do it.
Here we go. Here we go, Matt. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, thank God for Perfect Lacy Guys. He's like a mile away from me right now. I pretended on Twitter that she's my girlfriend because I had a dream about her one time. And she has a song called So What? And Misunderstood was the name of her album, and it's not to red. There you go, Pink. Correct. Sorry, I don't really know who she is. Go up, please. I'm sorry, pass. I kind of know who she is, but I don't. This guy's been in Pineapple Express. He was also in Freaks and Geeks.
Seth Rogen.
No.
Every comedy ever made.
No.
It was.
His last name
is Franco.
James Franco is right. Correct. I have no idea who that is. It's weird. This guy is bald and very popular in action movies, and his first name is
Bruce
weird.
Willis.
Nope, his first name is kind of weird, and his last name is another name for...
Vin Diesel.
Very good, very good. There we go. This one, she's a redhead, and she's kind of annoying and snarky, and she's a comedian, actress.
Kathy Griffin.
Very good. Very good. This one, this guy's gay. How is that? This guy's gay. He just came out recently. Well, no, he didn't come out recently as gay. I didn't know who Megan Fox was. I kind of know who she is, but I didn't really know for sure.
Transformers.
Who is PSY? Psy. PSY.
Oh, that Gangnam Style.
Interesting. And the last one where I said he's gay? John Travolta.
He never said he was gay.
Aaron Rodgers. No.
Don't be ridiculous.
Hey, come on. All right, well, should we try movies one time?
Yeah,
I'll try movies one time for you. All right, here we go. This is great. It'd be greater and better if we could like give clues to each other instead of... There we go. These are movies, Matt. Get ready.
All right.
Oh, good God. What's his name? Another name for Chuck. And he has a plant that makes some... another nickname for Chuck?
Charles?
Yeah, or... Todd, shut up. You're not playing. Or? Never mind. Pass this some bitch.
Pass.
I couldn't remember his name. Johnny Depp. This one. Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks, and he started as a dumb guy.
Forrest Gump.
Very good. Very good. Nope. Go down again. No, you just passed it.
I had to do that last one.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
I'm making it up.
You, good God. Tom Petty's video for Don't Come Around Here No More was a takeoff on this nursery rhyme / not really nursery rhyme, but a movie.
Alice in Wonderland.
Very good. Go down. There we go. He screwed us up on the other one. This guy. Oh, very nice. Very nice. remember that guy with the mustache? Very nice. Make a sexy talk.
Borat.
Oh, God. Yes. Very good. That was horrible. Yeah, we're done. Time's up.
I'm pretty good at the movie thing.
Charlie the Chocolate Factory was what I was trying. I couldn't remember Johnny Depp's name. And then,
Willy Wonka?
Yeah. And Alice in Wonderland was the other one that I decided to pass on. Oh, no, you got Alice in Wonderland, right?
I got Alice in Wonderland, yeah.
Forrest Gump, Alice in Wonderland, Borat. Technically, you got those three right. The only one we really missed was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. All right, I'm gonna let Todd do one more before we close this show. Animals Gone. No, this isn't gonna work. Animals Gone Wild. Here we go. This is gonna be a little bit different. You can obviously do their sounds if you want to.
Okay.
Whatever you want to.
All right. Here
Animals
we go, Matt.
Gone Wild. Here we go.
It's almost like someone who bothers you all the time.
Am I guessing animals?
Yes. Someone who bothers you all the time. Same name.
Pest. Bug.
We're passing. Okay, this one, they every time you go outside, they crap on your car.
Birds.
Close.
Oh, well.
Robins. Crows.
Probably pigeons. Okay.
This one, neighbors. This one was in the sand in the movie Dune. It came flying out and doing evil things to people. Remember it? Great big thing.
No.
Matt was like, three. Pass.
Tremors.
Close. Gene okay, Simmons. This one was a Forrest Gump company. He owned a company.
Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Yes.
Whoa.
Okay, this one has stripes. Sells Wrigley Spearmint. Yes. This one is a famous superhero. Bit a guy. Radioactive. Now he's...
Spider.
Yes.
Man.
Yes. This one is something you go with a pole into the water and you throw out the
fish.
Line. Yes. I can't see the rest because it went crazy.
All done. Oh, yeah, it did go crazy. All right. You got most of them. You got several of them right there. Very good. Todd, you can go ahead and go back into your dungeon
better,
there. Yeah. You missed Badger and Worm, and Tasmanian Devil was the last one, but you didn't get any clues for that one. So you missed Badger and Worm there.
Not
so.
Too bad.
Not same bad.
Ellen, worm in Dune.
Ellen DeGenitals, she's a genius. And so is Palmer Candy Company, I might add. So I have no idea what happened to the farting. I'm kind of lonely without the
I know.
Farting.
I want it back.
It's kind of weird. No, I don't.
Our special guest.
I don't think so at all. Hey, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight, but I didn't get around to it, and we'll try to get to it next time we do a show, Matt, is I want to talk about burnout. You and I have talked about this before. Burnout, I actually have a giant fear of burnout. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
I'm always scared that I'm going to burn myself out on my love for something, whether it be Twin Bings or a particular beer or a particular song or a band or an album. All these things, it scares me to overdo it. Then, so in a sense, what I end up doing is underdoing it. You know, it's really weird. Now, the good thing about underdoing it, Matt, is that you end up letting it last longer, I guess, is the best way to put it. Too much sex would be a great way. No, no. But you know what I'm saying, right?
Sterks. Exceptions to the rule.
Yeah, no,
I know exactly. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. I'm that way with the new CD all the time.
Yeah.
I'm almost afraid to listen to it like more than twice.
Yes, Todd Cheats.
I gotta say, I'm the other way, man. You look around you. I overload on things I love and I never get tired of it. It's weird.
You're not gonna be in on that conversation next time.
It's weird.
Yeah. It is kinda weird because I can't do it. You want more Twin Bings now, don't you?
I do, especially if they're attached to a couple of twins.
I get it. Oh, wow.
Wowie, wow.
Wow.
There it is.
Yes. Hey, don't remember.
You can be funny without making fun of someone else.
That's right. So Todd Cheats, he's going to show me a 30-second clip of myself before I leave tonight on House. I know he's going to do it because he loves me and he loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. Magic Matt, are you ready with three things?
Oh, I sure am.
I'll bet you are. Hit me.
Number one, not only does the Batcave smell like the 1970s, it apparently, and I say this in quotes, runs with the same technology.
I would agree.
Number two, Brad is now creating games in the studio in an attempt to kill Todd.
Yes.
And number three, # haunted fart noises.
No doubt, right there. We got him right here. Exactly. Oh my God.
I can't wait to shoot my pants, Dad.
Perfect. Hey, this just didn't, even though I don't watch any basketball and I hate the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers select UNLV's Anthony Bennett with the number one pick in the NBA draft. Who is Anthony Bennett? Do we know?
He is a power forward from UNLV, 6'8", 240 pounds.
Thank God. Most important thing that's going to happen today, of course, is where in the draft is KU's Jeff Withey going to go? By the way, that last name, it sounds like a hair lip. Doesn't it sound like a lisp? Somebody
it does.
Say it should be Wissy, but they say Withey. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's he disappeared for my when it came to my bracket. I really needed him to show up big. He single-handedly killed my bracket.
Well, you'll get the chance to do that in the NBA now. So, thank God there's
no
kill
fantasy teams.
No, that's exactly right. Exactly. So, hey, Matt, great to have you along. We will do another show very, very soon, people. Thank you so much, Matt. Have I told you lately that I love you?
You haven't, but it's nice to hear it.
I'm telling you now, and I also want you to know that the next time we do a live show, you and I are going to hopefully have some kind of a story to tell people about our adventures on a Saturday and a Sunday, and also going to a Royals game. So, it should be fun.
It's going to be awesome. I fully anticipate it being 110 degrees that day.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And we've never been to a Royals game, let alone a Major League Baseball game together, I believe.
Actually, we have.
Did we? We did go.
Do you remember it was Cubs and Royals back when Sammy Sosa was playing?
That's right. My mistake.
That was the big home run season.
My bad.
For Sosa. The Sosa-McGuire summer.
Do you know we talked right past John Hunter's tragedy?
Did we?
We did. We talked way too much. Oh, my bad.
Sorry.
My bad for bringing
that. Well, it's
that
been a couple weeks, you know.
I don't know. You want to start the song over again, Todd? No, I'm kidding. Don't start it over again. What is that?
Now he's looking. He's trying to restart the fart noises.
Wait, no, turn that off. I got a better song. Okay? Seriously, turn that off. Turn it off. You go from one John Hunter song to another. That's how you do it. Right there. So, I like this music a little bit too, you know? Maybe we should start doing this at the end instead.
We always talk about that, but we never switch.
Yeah, I like that. It's got good music, you know? I mean, yeah. Anyway, we probably should end the show. We could do this all night. Matt, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Todd, always a pleasure. Thank you out there, Westmar Nation. We will talk to you soon. As Kevin Collins would say, lots of love and cool. Good night.
Good night, Archie. Good night.